Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Lee Brushnight, and I'm joined here by my lovely, lovely co-host, Mr. Mark Davis.
Feeling so good.
I'm also joined here with our very special guest for this episode, first-timer Kyle Ann joining us.
Hey, guys.
Kyle Ann D.
Yeah.
Hi.
Kyle Ann is a local singer-songwriter and also a host of a new podcast that's developing here.
Yes.
What's that one called?
The name of the podcast is Be Your Own MILF, the anti-mom shaming podcast.
Cool.
Be-yom.
And what do you guys talk about on that? What's the subject matter?
Basically, we talk about all aspects of alternative motherhood, and not even alternative motherhood, just what it's like being a mom, and it's, you know, just not sugarcoated at all. We kind of talk about real issues. We're going to have a lot of really amazing special guests. We're going to talk to stepmoms. We're going to talk to tattooed
moms-in-law.
Yeah, sure. Why
In-law
not?
Mothers.
Give me your moms.
Yeah, what's your first episode about?
The first episode, it drops a week from, I guess, today, but today is Thursday. So.
Yeah. So on the Thursday after this podcast debuts,
yes,
the Be Your Own MILF podcast will be live on, you know, most of the subscription services, I guess, right?
Yep, all the subscription services. And the first episode, we address body positivity and the fourth trimester.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
And it's, I should mention that I host this podcast with my good friend Shelby Elmore.
Yes.
Who you might know her from Spew.
Right.
And that was a super amazing podcast.
That was the podcast that I produced before we started the No Nonsense Trivia podcast.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah. And we should also mention that you are, just for transparency's sake, you are my girlfriend, actually my partner.
I am.
In life and crime.
Yep.
And also sometimes, a lot of the times, my trivia companion when we go we go play trivia together.
Yes, we are often
There's the link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the link.
Yeah, so we have some experience playing trivia together. We're going to be facing off against Mark later.
Also, further in more clarifying fashion.
Yes, there are more connections here.
I play drums in Kyle Ann's band.
Yes.
That's right.
So we
very
also,
well, I might add. Very
oh,
well.
Yes.
I appreciate that. But so we also have a familial connection.
We do.
We're not as strong. Not as strong as this here.
Yeah.
Because you guys, you know, I do some stuff.
We don't have too much of a percussive relationship.
That's true.
I might add. So, you know, it's strong in different ways.
I don't know.
You know?
I feel like our relationship's pretty strong, Mark.
I believe it is also.
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe it. I think I love.
Yeah, that's.
Who was that? The Darkness?
The Darkness.
Yes, yeah. It was The Darkness.
That was a comic book series, too, from Top Cow Comics, The Darkness.
Oh.
And Mike Patton actually did the voice in the video game based on it. He played The Darkness, which is like this alien symbiote.
Of Mr. Bungle.
Right.
And Faith No More fame and Tomahawk fame.
Just a little extra trivia. Just a little extra trivia here.
So two other things we should probably mention.
Yes.
It is Thursday night.
Yes.
We usually record Thursday morning, bright and early.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Was it 11:15?
I've already hosted a trivia.
He's
event
hosted
tonight.
A trivia.
Yeah, I got my towel around my neck.
I just had a gig.
Yep.
Kylie just had a gig. I what the hell did I just do? I just had dinner.
You had some dinner.
I worked
with
and then had dinner.
With our Patreon our team captains, Kristen and Fletcher.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And you've tied a couple on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was hosting over at number 3 and enjoying some delicious Palm City Brewing Citra IPA.
Oh, my God. I love that beer. It is so good.
And,
I'm jealous.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're all feeling a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll tell you is that I am definitely coming down with an illness.
Oh, no.
Nothing serious,
okay.
I hope, but like a cold or something.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer.
You might have gotten it from me.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because we,
weren't
we both under the weather last week on the
we
last
were feeling
episode?
A little, yeah, but now I'm starting to get the, I'm starting to get the, you know, the,
oh yeah, that,
that chest. Yeah, Mucinex. I need some, what do they call it? What's the stuff that you get for the,
something that Seth Rogen, voices, some animated character or something like that. Or
I'm
no,
trying
the
to
guy
think of
from,
the name of this, the stuff that, dries up your, Your mucus.
Yeah.
I'll think of it before the day's through.
I don't know. Have you tried eating some grass? That's what my dog does.
I'm not sure.
But you've got it growing everywhere. Might as well try.
Indeed.
Could settle your stomach. Okay, Mark, I wanted to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you. We were, Kyle Ian and I were out at your trivia this week at Nice Guys. Mm-hmm. And I was listening, and I keenly was aware that you were using some catchphrases that you often do. Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain a couple of the catchphrases that you use at your trivia, things that you repeat every so often in order to build a rapport with the audience I'm gathering?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of just is something that happened naturally. You know, we've talked about the differences between the script and non-script.
Mm-hmm.
And though I'm not a script guy by any stretch of the imagination, there are just certain things that I found myself every time I'd be explaining something or saying something, it would just kind of reemerge all the time.
Yeah.
So one thing that we mentioned last week with Adam is the penultimate.
Right.
Which is one of those words that I guess I thought a lot of people knew. And then I would be talking to someone and I'd be like, penultimate. And they'd be like, what the hell's penultimate?
What does that mean?
Right. And so it was like one of the first things that they would
second
learn.
Second to last.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And people, when you, I think you tried to stop saying it and people would ask like, hey, you didn't say penultimate that time.
You know, I would never try and stop saying it, but I would forget.
Yeah.
Because I am where you and Adam, I think, kind of like revel in the greater, biodome that is trivia. Mm-hmm. I'm usually like, I'm here, I'm racing to get to the end. I'm like, we're at question one, let's get to fucking 18, like in an hour and a half, let's just zoom through.
Yeah.
So I would just, fly through, but people would start going, you didn't say penultimate.
I'm right.
Like, oh, all right. So became penultimate question of the round.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second round, which would be the penultimate round of trivia.
Yeah.
So there would be the double penultimate. And
of course, you got the double.
Right. And then in the beginning, I usually say something along the lines of no using your cell phone, no tablets, phablets, Encyclopedia Britannica or otherwise.
Oh, that's
different
good.
Things like that.
Nobody would really have that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I don't think anybody remembers. I remember my parents buying an Encyclopedia Britannica and it felt stupid then. And then the one that I love at the end when people wager.
Yes.
Which I've worked very hard to get this to be something that people expected. How much you wager, if you get it right, you gain those points. If you get it wrong, you lose whatever points. What if I fall? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly?
Right, which is such a beautiful thing to say. What is that from?
It was just something that I had heard. It was probably a fucking meme on Facebook that someone I went to high school with put.
Wow, but I actually where that comes from.
I actually saved it on my phone. Yeah, I mean, it's just like a popular turn of phrase. It would be like saying like, where do you get mind your P's and Q's from? I mean, it's just kind of like in
well,
the ether.
Well, that's pints and quarts. Well, in the old pub, you don't get into a fight. You better mind your pints and your quarts instead of fighting.
But like, where did you hear it from? It's like, well, you can hear it from anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very
generalized. I don't know
why.
Every time you say it, I think about Batman Begins. I don't know why.
It sounds like maybe something Michael Caine would say.
Right. But what if you fly?
What if you fly? Master Wayne. But what if you fly?
Yeah. So I have a canned intro that I do every, I have it memorized now, that I do every trivia event that I do. The main like part of my canned intro that is, I would say, is kind of a tagline, as I say, join me as we embark on a trivia journey into the delightful and edutaining realm of obscure questions and even more obscure answers.
Oh.
And I like to put like a lot of sauce on the even more obscure answers because it becomes so cheesy that my new players usually they can't help it. They just crack up because it's like so over the top.
That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So that's like, actually, when I do the live trivia, that's probably the only scripted part that I have. I have a little intro. And then basically after that, you really have to work the room, But I think you're what if you fall? No, darling. But what if you fly? That's great.
Okay. I need to chime in here
yes.
because I just Googled it.
Okay.
And it is a poem by one Aaron Hansen.
Aaron Hansen.
There is freedom waiting for you on the breezes of the sky. And you ask, what if I fall? Oh, but my darling, what if you fly?
Oh, how beautiful is that?
Wow. Eric like, Hansen? Is yeah, that what he says?
Aaron Hansen.
Aaron Hansen. It's Hansen.
So, it could be a woman. Oh,
yeah. Maybe yeah. a relation to Chris Hansen.
Yeah. And
to catch a predator.
And,
yeah.
And also, there's lots of inspirational pictures of horses next to it.
Ah,
and,
very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
So I just sent you both a picture. Now, this is a picture I actually found on Facebook that just happened to have that phrase.
Okay.
Along with some beautiful flowers in the background. I don't know if you want to throw that in the show notes, but you're welcome to. It's a, it's a free trivia podcast backdrop for your phone. How fantastic. What if I fall? Oh, but my darling. What if you fly? Yeah. I think it's got, I think, you know, it's an interesting, I think that's a pretty good rule to live by.
Right.
For every, for, you know, as scared as you are to write down answers and look stupid or whatever.
Take the shot. Take the shot. Wager them all.
There you go.
Wager them all. Well, so, listeners, does your local quizmaster have any catchphrases or regular quips that they use? And quizmasters that might be listening, what kinds of wordplay do you employ in your game? Please write us nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. We'd love to know. Let's go ahead and get into our weekly wrap-up right now, though.
Sounds good.
Last Thursday, on the 20th at number 3, One More Day of Work and the Squeaky Chairs won with 101 points. Pretty high score there. Probably in our top 10. I haven't taken a look recently. Yesterday, Wednesday, or I guess it would be last Wednesday at this point, the 27th, 1988 Nagatomi Christmas Party won with 78 points, and they told me that they stole that team name from one of your teams
on just Wednesday night.
It's not
familiar.
The same team,
okay.
But apparently they went to your trivia and then last week and then said, hey, that's a pretty good name. They came to my trivia, Bury Me Brewing, and whooped ass, 78 points there. And then tonight, on our recording night on the 28th at number 3, the Moist Men won with 44 points. But again, interestingly, not the Moist Men you're familiar with. Not
Holy
Max and Lucas.
Holy shit.
This is a fan of the podcast, listener of the podcast, and friend of the Moist Men, carrying on their name in their stead, Dan. I don't know his last name, but I believe he comes to your trivia at Nice Guys.
I'll call him Dankel.
Okay. I don't know anything about that, but I'll take your word for it. So, Mark, how did your teams do at Nice Guys this week?
My team is good. My teams did well. we had Adam at our trivia, who was our guest last week, playing along with Jamie, Fletcher, and Kristen.
Great episode, by the way, with Adam.
Absolutely.
Really enjoyed having him on, yeah.
Felt good.
Yep.
Felt short.
We couldn't stop talking to him.
Mm. So, even though they had such a powerful team with a trivia quizmaster, three people that won the four-year anniversary,
right.
They could not topple. They could not topple the winning team. We had a sweep. A team called We Write Good.
Yeah.
Won all three rounds. They ended up winning the third round, 46 points.
Was that all spelled correctly, their team name?
We Write Good, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They didn't go with the G-U-D?
Nope.
Oh, missed opportunity on a Far Side reference.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, Jamie's team, Fat Man and Robin, 40 points, the next closest.
Mm-hmm.
We Write Good with 46 points, taking home the bacon.
We didn't do too good. I don't remember what we got, but...
We did not. I wouldn't be surprised if we were in the negatives last night.
What was your team?
Kyle Ann, I guess.
Oh, right. You guys, you know, you had a tough first round.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys had negative 4 points.
Mm. Yeah, we wagered big, I think, and got it wrong.
Well, that's why when you said, oh, wager them all, I was like,
Yeah, but I mean, I had a
we
team tonight.
We would have lost anyway.
What if you fall?
The team that came in third overall tonight won the third round, so they won something. The team that came in first obviously won a big prize tonight. The team that came in second got jack shit, so sometimes, you know, just wager it all, you know? That's my theory.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, my darling, what if you fall?
But
what if you fly?
If you know you're going to fall.
I don't know. I think, what was the question again? Do you remember what the question was?
I can look it up if you give me
2 seconds.
I feel
like we took a sincere shot.
Did you? Yeah, yeah. Then it's worth it. The last question was, what does the word Acersa comic mean?
Oh, yeah.
See how easily I can pronounce it now?
Right. And I guess
last night it was
we deliberated and I think we landed on like acerbic comic, so like hard to find funny. So I think we wrote down distasteful humor. Just trying to break it down.
Gotcha.
And in retrospect, I remember, because I remember thinking that ostracize, like that.
Yeah.
Like.
But that's, it's spelled entirely differently.
To cut. Right? Yeah, but then acer, it's like, it's spelled differently, but it's the same, I don't know. It's,
yeah, it might have the same origins. What is the
term? Yeah, yeah. It's
etymology?
Yes, etymology.
Yes, that's and, but that was not the answer.
No. Esther succumbic means to never have their hair cut.
Right.
I had a friend in college who was Esther succumbic.
Esther succumbic.
Like Cousin It on The Addams Family.
Or like Strongman.
Captain Caveman.
No.
Yes. Captain Caveman had a hair all the way down to the floor.
Well, it's true. I mean, he may have gotten it trimmed. No.
I don't think Samson. I don't think so.
You really shouldn't argue with Lee when it comes to comic book stuff.
Until he got his hair cut by Delilah, was it? And then lost all his strength.
Sure.
Okay, Bible. Yes.
I gotta take your word for it.
Fantastic.
All right. So,
what a wrap up.
Congratulations to that team and all of our teams that came out. If you're looking to play No Nonsense Trivia Live, we are taking New Year's Eve off at 3 Pepper, but we'll be back at the Burrito Spot on Monday, January 7th, 2019. On Wednesday, January 2nd, No Nonsense Trivia will be at Bury Me Brewing Company. For the trivia challenge, 3 rounds starting at 7 p.m. afterwards, we will go play Mark's Trivia at Nice Guys Pizza, that starting at 9 p.m.
Ooh.
And then on Thursday, we'll be at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar, January 3rd. That's in Cape Coral. Find more information about all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play. You can win fabulous prizes. Join us, won't you?
Won't you? Won't you?
Ooh, coming in with that minor seventh.
I couldn't. Or whatever it was. Minor third.
I don't know what minor third.
I can't help myself.
All right, we're going to take a short break, followed by some trivia in round one. Right, we're back. We're going to do a miscorrection, but before you do that, Mark, I actually wanted to share a little bit of news with you. I've resurrected our Fortnite question this week. I asked how many days are in a fortnight at Bury Me Brewing and Number 3, and I'll tell you, I got about 60% of the players got it right at Bury Me Brewing and 70% got it right at Number 3. Okay. So people are catching on now. They're catching wind. I don't know if it's the video game Fortnite that's got anything to do with people looking into the phrase.
Well, we were at 60 when I asked it, right?
I think so. But it seems like it's going up a little bit. People are, you know, getting in the know about how many days are in a Fortnite.
I'd say 60 to 70 is what I would. You at first, you were sure it was going to be 100%. Like, everybody knows this.
I really believed. But even this week, people were writing down 15. People were writing down 1.
Yeah.
A fortnight? 1 day?
I know.
1 night?
I know, dude. Trust me.
Who is that?
It's that thing. You're so close. So, I had a question in my trivia last night. Noche de Rabanos.
Yes.
Is in Oaxaca, oh boy.
Oaxaca?
Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Right.
So I had some coworkers sitting there. They all speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I asked that question, like, this is the easiest question of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is ridiculous. One team got it.
Yeah.
So it's all about what you know.
We wrote down Night of the Rabbits, but the answer is
Night of the Radishes.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, I mean, like, it. You and I knowing trivia and, you know, being, I guess, you know, we're both like into the English language and shit.
Or Spanish, as the case may be.
I was talking about Fortnite.
Oh, gotcha.
We're probably more curious than some people who just didn't give a shit in school or whatever and never, you know. I don't need that information, so who gives a shit?
I think anybody who's read Shakespeare would know what a Fortnite is.
I think he actually may have coined the term Fortnite. I would not be surprised because he also is responsible for the words like advertisement and a bunch of other words. Like, all these words have been linked to him, so...
We're going to have a Shakespeare question in the Best Worst Answer segment later.
Hello.
Got some funny answers on a Shakespeare question that I asked this week. But before we get to our miscorrection, also, we want to say a big thanks to our Patreon supporters.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yes.
Thanks before the new year.
Yeah. The Mikes, Rumpelsnailskins, Moist Max, Moist Lucas, Sean, Sherry, our proverbial light keepers. Thank you.
Sherry.
And Kristen Fletcher, our team captains. Thank you very much.
I got the sweetest letter in the mail from Mikey J.
Yeah. Are you going to read it?
The coolest guy.
Yeah.
I don't have it with me. We went to Europe together, and he's just the sweetest dude on the face of the planet.
Yeah. I was going over the books, and pretty much all of our hosting costs, our URL costs, everything has been covered by our Patreon supporters.
And we appreciate that.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll put out a new Patreon episode here soon.
Yes, we will.
For sure.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into our miscorrections.
Miscorrections.
There it is. Hey,
I knew it was going to happen.
I don't pick it up. Which one were you doing? The rate my question?
Yeah.
We're doing that later.
I know.
That one later.
Maybe then you'll sing the wrong one.
Yep. Okay, so what's our miscorrection this week?
So we had a miscorrection from Dallas, who's a fellow quiz master.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw him at my trivia last night on Wednesday. He said it was a slight miscorrection about the way I worded a certain question. He said, Mark's question, what singer had a push into fame after being featured on Eminem's song Stan?
Yeah.
He just made the point that she was actually already kind of big. She was on Lilith Fair. She had a song called Here With Me that kind of had a breakthrough being used on the TV show Roswell.
Ah, okay.
And it was turned into the theme song. Love Actually had a song of hers.
Same song.
Okay. And then, you know, Eminem came along and kind of introduced her more to an American audience.
Right.
But she wasn't like a nobody. She was, you know, touring extensively and stuff. So
yeah,
he just wanted to point that out and make me look like a dum-dum.
She got usurped by Elton John, Sir Elton John, at the Grammys performance that year.
Hey, if you can choose between fucking Dido and Elton John.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
I'm taking
it. It was done as like kind of a political act, though, to kind of like scrub Eminem's homophobia, you know, a little bit, mm-hmm. because of he was catching a lot of flack for his lyrics. So they were like, we'll have him and Elton John hug, and then all the press will write good things about how caring and loving Eminem is to the gays all of a sudden.
Right.
Dang.
He's standing next to a gay. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
He must not hate him. He didn't throw anything at him or anything.
Yeah. 8 years later, Obama's like, I don't know about gay marriage. He came around eventually. But
also interesting, Dido's full name is Dido Florian Cloud de Bonavial O'Malley Armstrong.
I'm so fucking jealous of that name.
That's such an intense name.
That's so epic.
She's got cloud.
Is that longer than... Didn't Picasso have a crazy long-ass name
20-something
as well?
Words.
Yeah, so not as long as Picasso's name.
No.
Yeah, Picasso's got you beat, Dido.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kyle, Mark, are you guys ready for some trivia?
Hell yeah.
I am absolutely ready. So, Kyle, I know you probably know how this works, but when Lee is asking questions, you and I are on an unstoppable team. Mm-hmm. And when I'm asking questions, you and Lee are on a weak team.
We will see.
We'll see about that. No. I kid.
Yeah, so you're going deep into the repository again, off the cuff.
I'm going to my last week's trivia because you weren't there.
Right.
But we have talked before about you coming to my trivia all the time and how wonderful it is, but also how sooner or later I will be straight up depleted.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Get you a repository, man.
I think I have 100-something pages of repository, so I'm not scared exactly, but, you know.
Right on. Okay, well, would you like to ask the first question?
No, I'd love for you to, please.
All right, I got a geography question for you guys.
Okay.
If you were to list down all of the countries in the world in a giant list, which is the first country that would fall under the L category?
Namibia.
L.
I know, I'm kidding. But this is in line with my Namibia question.
Yes, it is.
My instinct is to say Laos.
That was mine too. Latvia would come afterward. LA.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to you guys. It is Laos.
It is. Okay.
It is. Yes.
We would have gotten there.
Yep.
Very good.
You were searching for nothing, basically.
Well, yeah, the first one that popped in my head, and I was like trying to figure out, is there something else in here?
Yeah. But, yeah. So I had one team write down Lagos, which is a city in Nigeria, not a country.
Ooh, yeah.
And that had to sting a little bit.
See, because I thought Labrador, which is also a city. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, okay.
All right. Here is your first question.
All right. Give it to us.
What city's team won this season's MLS Cup, then took it to a strip club to record a stripper twerking on it?
MLS Cup. That MLS was a disease.
Well, MS is a disease. MLS is the multiple listing service for real estate. But it also stands for Major League Soccer.
Oh, which city's team took it to a strip club?
Had a stripper twerk on the twerk on the cup.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
What I think you guys both know this about me. I don't know shit about sports. Like nothing. Yeah. Just absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. But what do you know about strip clubs?
How do I answer this? Am I ever going to run for a political office?
Well, you're going to be your own MILF, so...
I am.
You already are. I'm sure.
Be your own mother, I'd like to fuck.
That's what it stands for.
It's empowering.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay, so I want to say it's the only one I can think of, or I have a prayer of even thinking of the name of, is the Los Angeles team, of which... Posh Spice's husband played for... I can't even remember his name or her name right now.
His name is David Beckham.
It is David Beckham.
And her name is Victoria Beckham.
It is Beckham. Okay.
Yeah.
Bend It Like Beckham is a movie.
Allow me to help you.
I remember seeing that at the Hollywood Video back in the day. Buy one, get two free? All right.
Okay. That's a crazy deal. Don't mind this if question, I do. Though. Yeah.
This is what Lee does when he doesn't know something.
I'm going to my dark place, you know, and I'm searching the files. Seeing what's associated, what bits of information are associated.
I just feel like it's probably not an American team. Like,
really?
Well, I mean, you said which
strip club twerking? Of course they're American.
Major League Soccer is America only,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. See, this is how much I know about sports.
How little?
I'm just helping you.
How little?
All right, I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds.
The Los Angeles.
I just need what city?
Los Angeles.
That's incorrect. The correct answer is the ATL, Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Hotlanta.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Took it there.
The strip club is practically a hint in that question if you're talking about Atlanta. Right. I didn't even realize it was sitting there right. It should just focus on the strip club part.
Is there a lot of strip clubs in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
How do you know?
Vice.
Oh, boy. Is he going to run for political
Let's go.
Office?
Why aren't we there right now?
I know all about the trap. All right. Here's my second question for you guys. This question has to do with Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black, trans actress. Before appearing on Orange is the New Black, Laverne Cox wanted to work for what music mogul on a VH1 reality show series in 2008?
VH1 reality series in 2008.
It was called I Want to Work for Who?
Music Mogul.
And Laverne Cox was a contestant on this reality show.
What was I doing in 2008?
2001 long November, acid trip.
November 4th, 2008. Last night I cooked and ate a whole package of bacon. It was so good.
But awesome.
How many slices?
I don't want to talk about it. It 18? Was a lot. No.
12?
Maybe. 12, we'll say 12 to 14, okay. 3 eggs.
That's like a Ron Swanson.
That's like a keto thing.
Dinner.
It's very much. Not that I'm on the keto diet or any diet at all. You just
had a keto meal.
I had it in the freezer forever, so I took it out of the freezer. And I was like, well, now it's going to sit too long, so I better just cook it. And then I was like, who eats re-cooked bacon? no one, so I've got to eat it now.
You save it for later and make BLTs.
I don't like BLTs.
What is wrong with you?
Bacon, in my opinion, should not be a main meat in a sandwich. Bacon should be an auxiliary meat. So we're talking...
I understand, but okay. When you mix mayo with it,
well,
it's
I don't
magic.
Like mayo.
What the fuck?
Guys.
All right.
Laverne Cox.
All right.
VH1 reality show. Which music mogul?
Yeah. Okay. Music, the word mogul is kind of throwing me off.
Is it Dre?
It is a music mogul. Don't let it throw you off. Think of music moguls and pick one.
Jay-Z, Dr. Dre.
I feel like Dre was, would, I mean, I'm thinking like 2008.
Like, Timbaland, is he a mogul?
I'm thinking of like, I'm trying to think of somebody who's like a famous producer, what but about, also has like widespread notoriety like Dre.
What about Suge Knight?
But wasn't he in jail in 2008?
He's probably in jail a lot. He hit some motherfucker with his car.
Yeah.
During the filming of Straight Outta Compton.
Yes. Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
I don't think it was Suge Knight.
Ice Cube was there, wasn't he? He was like in the restaurant or something. It happened in the parking lot. But yeah, Suge Knight ran over and killed like two people that were working
Christ.
On that movie. He's in jail now.
Yeah. Well,
this is the same guy that held Vanilla Ice over a balcony.
Also.
Yes.
This is the same guy that, what was he on? Fucking Jimmy Kimmel or something? No, he was on some talk show, and the talk show host, Jimmy Fallon, was wearing a bulletproof vest, and Suge Knight is like, oh, that's not how we do it anymore. We don't shoot people like that. We got to do stuff like, you know, you get like a syringe with like AIDS blood,
mm-hmm.
and you give someone AIDS. You do it like that, like Eazy-E.
Right, I remember that now.
Yeah, dude, and you can fucking YouTube this shit, and it is fucking straight up real.
He's cold.
Like,
he's
what
a cold
the
man.
Fuck are you talking? Like, yep. Are you fucking saying you killed? Because everybody knows that he went down to talk to Eazy-E to get Dr. Dre out of his contract.
That's a popular theory.
And they're like, oh well, he fucking just gave him fucking AIDS. That's fucking insane.
That's crazy pants.
Is that who Laverne Cox wants to work for?
Well,
I think it's Dre.
All right, we'll go with Dre.
No, I'm sorry, it's Diddy. I want to work for Diddy. Yep.
You just passed right over. You have a very guttural reaction to stuff.
What?
I love it.
It's fine.
It's like a
totally
scream
normal
therapy.
In trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heart crying, heart singing.
It's called toning. Okay.
All right, here's your second question. What age followed the Bronze Age? The name of the age that followed the Bronze Age.
In comic books or in real life?
In real life.
Because I would say the Silver Age.
Yeah, no.
Of course.
No. I mean...
The Bronze Age. So it goes...
The Iron Age?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Ooh, Iron Age. I think so.
Iron.
It's not the Stone Age. It's not the Ice Age. That's for sure. Bronze. Iron.
The Stone Age.
No, it's
the
not
the Dark
Stone.
Ages.
No. Bronze.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did Iron come before the Bronze Age? I want to say Iron came before Bronze.
The Golden Age. Is it the Golden
Age? No. The Gilded Age? The Gilded 20s?
The Gilded Age. I don't know, man.
The 1920s? No, it's...
I want to know when this fucking Bronze Age was.
Mm-hmm. It would be weird to have bronze before iron, but maybe. Maybe. You know, this is painful, too, because I feel like I'm constantly looking at the ages on Wikipedia, trying to categorize my history questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's like a race car outside or something right now. It's only
finally,
like midnight.
The aliens are here.
It's only midnight.
Did you see that big old blue light outside. Over New York City?
No.
There was some creepy-ass fucking blue light, and everybody was like, oh, it's aliens, but I don't think it was.
It's aliens.
Hmm.
Well, we're still here.
I don't think it's Iron Age, do
it's
you?
It's probably not.
Bronze. Industrial Age seems too late.
It does.
There's got to be something in between.
The Dark Ages.
2000 late.
Bronze Age.
I don't know.
The classical age?
Renaissance?
Classical was first because the Renaissance references the classical.
Then maybe it's... Does it work the same way as like...
Is the classical a period or is that an age?
I feel like that's a period because like, yeah. That's how it was with like classical music, like studying music history mm-hmm. in college. There's like the, you know, Baroque, medieval.
Right.
Those are periods. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... A bronze... Oh, maybe it is the medieval age. Medieval period? Shit. I don't know. What do you think?
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Can we get one letter? Anywhere in there?
No.
All right. You want to go with medieval?
Maybe we should go with Iron Age. Our initial gut reaction.
All right. I think it's wrong, but let's go with it. Iron Age.
The Iron Age is correct.
Oh.
In your face.
Oh, no. I'm happy. I'm glad you talked me into that. That's great.
Yeah. That was a roller coaster, yeah. Man. Holy shit.
Because, like, that's what I... Like, we've done that so many times mm-hmm. in, like, trivia where we're like, no, but what about yep. this? And, yeah.
You were right. You were right to go with the gut on that. Okay, cool. All right, beautiful. Now I have a question, my third and final question for you guys in this round. The dance, the Fandango. You might know it from the Bohemian Rhapsody song by Queen. Will you do the Fandango? Mm-hmm. What country did that dance originate in? What country did the Fandango originate in?
I mean, right off the bat, I would think Spain or Portugal. What do you think, Mark?
They do not say it in the song. It is not in the lyrics, the answer.
No, but I was thinking like Figaro, Galileo. That's all Italian, isn't it?
That is
Scaramuccia.
I mean, that's a good... That's
It's all Italian. Yeah. I think that's just a better guess. As yeah, good a guess
right.
as anything else.
You're right.
It might be wrong, but it seems like kind of like that Beatles song, Sun King. Well,
I'm
you don't like
familiar.
The Beatles. Yeah, okay, of course. So Kylian hates the Beatles.
That
so.
Is a very strong word.
Yeah, I know.
Got some Beatles trivia for you later.
God Ooh, damn it, yes. Lee. You knew.
God like... bless you. Anyway, so they have a song called The Sun King where they literally just string together... A bunch of fucking words that don't mean anything, but
sounds
they're all
like,
Italian.
Sounds like okay. We Didn't Start the Fire, which is, you know, fucking quality, as we all know.
I love that song. So.
And I was being facetious.
I know, but I love it.
I like it, too.
The song is garbage.
We like it.
It's not. It so, yeah, I guess we'll go with Italian?
Yes.
We'll go with Italian.
The answer is Spain.
Fuck my fucking instinct. Yep. The instinct.
You should trust her, man. You should trust her, just like I did.
I know.
Okay, so you got one more for us?
I do.
All right.
What Nobel Prize-winning author committed suicide by gunshot in 1961?
1961?
Ernest Hemingway? Did he kill himself? No.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He did.
That's probably Ernest Hemingway. No. He was around much longer than 60s, wasn't he?
Is it William S. Burroughs?
No.
No?
No. Patti Smith was like friends with him, think.
What did William S. Burroughs, did he like shoot his wife or something? I wonder. I remember him having some kind of gun connection, I think.
Or maybe I'm...
Hemingway is not a bad... Yes.
Wasn't he around in like the 80s though?
I don't think so.
I mean, he was a young man during World War II.
Ambulance driver. Retired to Key West. Started breeding six-toed cats.
It can't be
a collection
anyway.
Of six-toed
it's just 61
cats.
Is just too early. Did he even win the Nobel Prize?
I don't even know about that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nobel Prize.
Yeah, let's re-examine this from the Nobel Prize aspect. 1961. Self-inflicted, you said.
Yes.
He shot himself in the brain.
Right in the brain.
Too early. Way too early for Hunter S. Thompson. He was just getting going.
He didn't kill himself.
Yeah, he did.
Hunter S. Thompson definitely killed himself.
He
but
did?
Yep.
Not until like 2000s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
William S. Burroughs, did he kill himself?
No, I think he shot his wife. I think that was the controversy around him.
Did Salinger
at like a party
kill himself?
Mm-mm. He was just reclusive.
Okay.
He just hung out in his apartment. I know he lived into his 80s, I believe.
I feel like when I hear the answer, I'm going to be like, doy.
Hemingway. 61. I gotta say that's the strongest guess I can think of.
I guess. Okay. I don't think it's Hemingway.
What do we got, Mark? Is it Hemingway?
It's Hemingway.
There it is. Yep. Yep. All right. Cool.
Well, yeah, he won the Nobel Prize in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
just a few years before.
Mm-hmm.
That took a downturn.
Well, Life took a downturn. Key West will take a lot out of you.
It's very Sloppy hot.
Joe's, yeah.
It's very hot. Cooks your brain in that far south.
Florida, where we live in Florida, is bad. Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then Keys, I'll tell you what.
I really got to find that government report. I swear I saw like some kind of declassified government memo from WikiLeaks that was like, the people in Florida are getting their brains cooked constantly. Like, just so everybody in the government is aware that that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, stop talking about my weird WikiLeaks habit and take a short break, and then we'll be back in round two.
Rate my question?
Yeah.
Mmm. Tasty.
We're back, and it's time for a Rate My Question.
I was hoping that you were going to fuck that up. You're like, wait, how does it go? And I was like, now go.
I pulled it out. I put a little Ray Romano sauce on that for you. A
little bit of that Ray Romano, a little drop.
It just goes down easier with a little Ray Romano.
Everything does. Just giving people bad news.
Thanks. Well, your mom has stage 4 cancer. It's bad news I got for you. Well, Bob, I can't lie to you. Jesus Christ, I hit your cat. Zach Braff, I am your father.
Oh, he's totally Zach Braff's dad.
Worst news ever.
All right, so here's a rare question also from Dallas.
Okay, let's hear it.
In the questionable Christmas movie, Die Hard, he calls it a questionable Christmas movie.
The world is divided every year, it seems.
What was the name of the limo driver that drove John to the plaza?
Oh, God, I have no idea. No fucking idea.
I can't remember that level of plot detail. The limo driver in Die Hard?
Yep.
It's a good question. I mean, you know.
See, now, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Die Hard's a classic. So
it's a classic, but I mean, is it?
This time of year, people are watching it because it is questionably Christmas. So some people associate it with Christmas.
It's not questionably Christmas. It's definitely Christmas time.
Well, I'm saying people associate it with Christmas, so they're rewatching it. So I think this is totally fair, especially this time of year. Yes, this question in July. You know, July, I want a Die Hard with a Vengeance question, which takes place, I believe, on the 4th of July. That is a 4th of July movie.
I would go so far as to say this might be a little too tough.
It's hard. Don't get me wrong.
You have to be like a really huge Die Hard fan. But I mean, I guess there are a lot of people that would be
a great question for a Die Hard themed trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a regular theme, like for
you don't
for
think
regular
it belongs
trivia?
In general knowledge trivia, even if it's like a 7-pointer. Like a final question or something.
This is the corner I always see myself into because I think it's too hard, but I have hard trivia.
Yeah, you're one to talk, man.
I know, exactly. But I mean,
Night of the Radishes? Are you kidding me?
But if you know Spanish, see, I mean, it's just, there's...
I do have a French question coming your way, so I can't judge.
The answer is Argyle.
Okay, and that's a very memorable name
on top
of it.
That's not a name, that is a pattern.
Well, in this movie, it's a name.
It's also a pattern. It's and a character name. It's like being like, Matt's not a name. That's a thing you put in front of your door.
I know.
Hello.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm a fan of that question, even though I didn't know the answer. I think it's
I'd rate
it's
a
fair question. Yeah.
How would you rate it?
You give it a B plus, A minus, maybe even.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe
it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. Maybe it could use some extra style, you know? You know, just some flavorful wording around it. Like, you know, using the pattern hint, you know, saying, mentioning that it shares the name of the pattern or something along those lines. Maybe that makes it too easy. But, you know, I mean, if you said that, if you included that hint, it's named after a pattern, then at least I can be like, is his name Houndstooth? Is his name Chevron? Is his name Argyle? You know, it limits the pool of answers to something that can be reasonably guessed.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I like your cleverly disguised hints in the question.
It's important. This one has none. This is just a straight up translation. My first question for you guys.
Wait, I asked you a first question. You went first.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I just thought you might.
Like an animal.
I was trying to smoothly segue into the next segment, but by all means, tear it up, man.
Patrick Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I know him.
Well?
I mean, I know his work. I don't know him personally.
Patrick Stewart played the role of Patrick Stewart played the role of Professor Charles Xavier.
Ah, yes. The professional Charles Xavier.
In how many feature films?
Oh, man. Okay. So we have X-Men.
Can't wait to watch this go down.
X-Men 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Days of Future Past. I just skipped over one, though, maybe. Apocalypse.
He was in Logan.
He's in Logan. He's in, I believe he's in X-Men Wolverine Origins. He might be in the Wolverine. I'm going to say he's in it. I only saw it once in the theaters. But I think he has like a cameo or something in it, if I remember correctly. What was in between? Oh, First Class. Was he in First Class?
No, because it was
James McAvoy.
Yes.
But did Patrick Stewart have a cameo?
No, I don't think so. No, and no.
Mm-mm. No?
No. Okay. I feel like I would remember that.
Mm-hmm. So that's 8 right there. Are we forgetting about any movies?
I don't think so.
All right, let's go with it. 8 movies.
The correct answer is 7.
Oh, okay.
Maybe so he wasn't in the Wolverine.
He's in, no. He was in X-Men,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
X2, mm-hmm.
X-Men The Last Stand,
mm-hmm.
X-Men Origins Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
The Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
X-Men Days of Future Past,
mm-hmm.
and Logan.
So he wasn't in Apocalypse?
He wasn't in Age of Apocalypse?
Nope.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch Age of Apocalypse. That was all the youngins.
Oh, okay. Man, well, I tried to scrub that movie from my memory, to be honest.
Do not blame me.
It was just straight up bad, which is sad because it's a good comic storyline. Comics are way better. Okay, absolutely. Here's your first question. At Disneyland Paris, Le Château de la Belle à Bois Dormant is the castle for which fairy tale heroine, Disney princess? Or I'll take the name of the movie that princess is in. I'll say it one more time. Le Château de la Belle à Bois Dormant.
Can you spell it?
Yes. L-E, le.
I got Le Château de Belle.
Uh-huh. À Bois, A-U, space, B-O-I-S, Dormant, D-O-R-M-A-N-T.
Oh, well, I know that.
What is it?
It's Sleeping Beauty.
That's right.
There
Sleeping
you go.
Sleeping Beauty. Dormant.
Oh, sleeping.
But, I
trying to throw you off with the bell.
A lot of people
did
get. A lot
of people put Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because they just stop at the bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think it's just, the Beauty.
That is a great question.
But it's the Sleeping Beauty.
That's a good question, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here is your second question. What type of alcohol is typically used to make a mint julep? Typically.
Rum, I think.
Is it?
It's mint and...
gin?
It's... Maybe it's gin.
I want to say it's either gin or vodka, but I'm leaning towards vodka. Gin.
I think it might be rum, though. I think, like, it's a mint julep. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes a difference between a limp julep... But there's
limp julep.
A limp
julep. Limp Bizkit.
A limp julep. Okay. So, no,
the all-female Limp Bizkit cover band, Limp Julep.
Perfect.
So, like, mojitos, right?
Yeah.
They are sugar, lime, mint, and rum.
Mm-hmm.
Mint juleps are... rum, mint, and sugar without the lime.
You know, it worked last time. I'm going to go with you on this.
Okay, and your instinct, rum.
If you feel that strongly.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is bourbon.
Oh, now that you mention that, I knew that. I swear, now that you mention it.
Where were you?
And by I knew that, I mean I heard it once upon a time. But interesting. Okay. All right, here is a question for you guys. This is an art question, specifically painting. The iconic painting The Scream, which exists in four original versions, two pastels and two paintings, is credited to what Norwegian artist? Who made The Scream?
I know this.
I don't remember. Is it that one dude?
Yes.
Vermeer?
No.
It's not. No.
No. I gotta go into my dark place.
I'm picturing, like, the theme music from Twin Peaks playing in your dark place. With the eerie synth, like...
Something boom. With a G?
I have no idea.
Mark just glanced at his phone, a cry for help, but there's none to be found.
My wrist shook.
Something just instinct me. Took over. I must know. Who painted Scream. The Scream?
I did. It was me. I painted it.
Nice I didn't, try. Know, there were, I didn't know there were four copies of it.
There you go.
That's really interesting.
Some entertainment right there.
So he painted the same thing four times?
Yeah, twice in pastel. And twice paintings, actually, one of the pastels is the highest amount to be sold for. It was like sold for $115 million about 10 to 15 years ago.
People spend so much stupid money on art. No offense.
Well, none taken. It's they're just laundering money, I'm pretty sure, at level. I mean, why the fuck would you buy a $150 million painting?
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to launder some money. While you're in the dark place, interestingly, the artist, street artist, pop artist Ron English just bought a Banksy piece of graffiti that was cut out of a wall. And Banksy hates this, and Ron English knows that Banksy hates this practice. So he pledged that he is just going to paint over it white and resell it for $1 million in protest. That's
interesting. I mean, good luck reselling it, but...
Somebody will buy it. I mean, Ron English is a successful artist. He's not of Banksy's notoriety, but someone will buy it for $1 million.
Yeah, you're probably right.
$1 million, that's the thing. Like, it's
look
not that
these
much
spray
money.
Spray paint
in the grand
strokes.
Scheme of things.
This is genius that he spray painted over it just this way.
Well, he's just going to whitewash it, totally, just a white feel.
I know, but that white, the way he put the white on, it's just...
Oh, no, I think the people that buy it will
you
be
don't
like...
Well, you don't understand like, art, then.
No, well, I'm trying to explain it to you.
I'm making a joke that the people who buy the whitewash thing will be like, oh, the way he whitewashed
it. No, they'll be knowledgeable assholes, too. Like, they just have $1 million extra, you know, yeah. And they inherited or something.
I keep trying to think back...
It'll probably be Seth Rogen will probably buy it. Somebody like that.
I keep trying to think back to the Little Einsteins episode that Elliot was watching, that they talk about the artist who made The Scream.
Well, I'm waiting on an answer.
I keep thinking it's a name that starts with G, like the last name is, it starts with G and it's short, but I can't think of it, so I'm just going to give up.
Mm. Perhaps, or what do you think, Kyle?
I have no idea.
No guess?
No.
No.
Mm.
The answer is Edvard Munch.
Munch.
Yep.
Edvard Munch.
Yep. That was the tip of my tongue.
I feel like answer a dummy there
for you guys.
Man, oh. I feel fucking crunchy as shit for not getting that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have your revenge. Ask us another, if you don't mind.
All right. Is this the third, right?
That's right.
Your third question is this.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Island is a territory of what country?
A part of me wants to say New Zealand or Australia, because there's the Easter Island, and it has the Easter Island statues on it, and I think that's New Zealand.
My first gut impulse was Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but New Zealand's not a bad guess. I don't know why I feel like New Zealand gets all the fun shit.
Yeah,
you know, Australia's just filled with
lots of crime.
Well, I mean, it was a penal colony, and also a lot of animal on human crime. Very dangerous over there in Australia.
Let's go.
Seems like a beautiful country, though.
I'd love to visit Australia.
Yep. Once again, we'll spare you the voice. We won't do any voices as much as we want to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going with?
I'd like to go with New Zealand, I think.
Okay.
New Zealand.
The correct answer is Australia.
Fuck. Okay.
This is what happens when you when you trivia too late.
Yeah.
Start doing a lot of second guessing. Here is, I've got a geography question for you as well.
Mm.
In what country do tangerines live? The people, not the fruit, tangerines. People from Tangier live in what country? What country is Tangier in, and therefore the tangerine people?
I want to say it's a country in Africa.
Tangerines from Africa.
I mean, Tangier. Maybe it's in South America.
Tangier reminds me of a French. Sounds like a French held place.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to get into some squirrely shit that I don't know what I'm talking about. Like Algiers, is that not French inhabit or like French owned? Oh boy.
Man, my brain is like not working like it should right now.
Hell of a time for that to happen on the trivia podcast.
I know.
Tangier is in what country?
Right.
A lot of countries in the world.
Yeah, there are. There sure are. The Vatican.
Tangier. Tangerines are from there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got to think of someplace tropical.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Haiti?
Oh, yeah.
Haiti? No.
That, I like that.
Eh.
I like that.
I mean, it's near Florida, where oranges are.
Yeah.
And it's got a French thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's as good a guess as any, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not, but let's go for it.
Okay.
We're going to go with Haiti.
Okay. It's not Haiti, but your initial impulses, if you would have combined them, you guys both keyed in on important details related to this country. Kyle, you said Africa.
Oh, I know what
it
is.
And Mark, you said French held territory.
So it's Morocco.
It is Morocco.
Holy
Morocco
shit.
Is the answer.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. So you guys were on the right track. All right. I believe that's three questions for round number two from both of us. So we're going to take another quick little break, and then we'll be back with our final questions. And we're back. And before we ask our final questions, it's time for a little best worst answer.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Best worst answer.
Very nice.
It's after midnight.
It's after midnight. We're going to let it all hang out.
We're letting it all hang out. What a fucking garbled mess that was. Sound like Floyd Mayweather reading. Oh my god. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry.
He got hit in the head a lot, man.
Well, he also probably didn't do so well in school.
Yeah. There might be a connection there.
When you're that strong and that powerful, people are just like, this
crush. Everybody's got different gifts. Everybody's
got different gifts. More money than he makes more money in one fight than I'll ever see in my life. So.
Now, if this podcast takes off, thank you again, Patreon supporters.
Yes, thank you so much. You.
Yes, all right. So, my first best worst answer I have here: William Shakespeare is credited as being the first person to refer to a coward as what animal? So many interesting answers here. Got duck, sheep, turkey. Turkey. I mean, we know the answer is a chicken. How do you go turkey instead of chicken? And then even more curious, hyena.
Oh,
very strange. Very strange answers there. So
that is interesting. The one really funny one that I don't know if this is jerky or whatever. One of my questions was, what is the most widely spoken constructed international auxiliary language created to be easy and flexible to serve as a universal second language? The keyword here is widely spoken. The answer is Esperanto, but I had a number of people put American Sign Language, which is not necessarily spoken, though I don't know if like that's just like a way that they would say they are speaking.
You meant verbally
spoken. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's, pay attention, people. Pay attention out there. Okay, I had another question. Roz, Ed, Maggie the Frog, and Miri Daz Mer are all characters on what television drama? Roz, Ed, Maggie the Frog, Jory, and Miri Daz Mer are all characters on what television drama? An answer that I enjoyed that made me chuckle is Frasier. Thanks probably to Roz and Eddie the dog, if you remember correctly. I'm not sure that Frasier was, I mean, sometimes it dipped into drama territory, but I would consider that more of a sitcom.
Absolutely.
Had a canned laughter track even, I believe. So thanks for writing in those entertaining answers to some of our players.
I had a question like that last night.
Yeah.
On what 70s or 80s TV show would you find the characters Ray Krebs, Clayton Farlow, Cliff Barnes, and Bobby Ewing? Well, you weren't there for that.
I don't think so.
I had no idea.
Well, read those names again one more time, if you don't mind.
Ray Krebs, Clayton Farlow, Cliff Barnes, and Bobby Ewing.
That sound you just heard was Kyle hitting her head on the microphone.
Bop.
It was my foot.
Oh, okay. Did you say what hitting genre television this was?
I did not say.
Oh, okay.
70s to 80s.
Bobby Ewing? Is that what you said?
Yep.
I don't remember the answer.
70s to 80s. Television show.
That's, I think, the second question I've read from last night that you said you don't remember the answer.
Is it, is it Dallas?
It is.
That's nice. What it is.
Bobby Ewing is the one I threw in there as kind of a...
Yeah.
Sneaky one, but I think maybe like 30% of people got it right.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a handful of those shows that have like notable character lists, and I didn't recognize any of those from MASH. Dallas is another big one.
A couple people put MASH.
21 Jump Street. Did anybody write that down?
Bum, bum.
No.
Bum, okay. Bum, 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 bum.
Whoa.
Bum, bum, bum.
What's the name of that? Doesn't that song have like a dark name? Like Suicide is Painless or something?
That's MASH. Yeah.
That's the theme.
The lyrics for it are...
It was about the Vietnam War, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The, Marilyn Manson covered it, I think. That's too bad.
That's He'll cute. Cover anything. He also covered some song from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And
so
he ruined a Depeche Mode song, too.
Oh, he's ruined.
Oh, well, my God. No, I need to tell you guys. One of my voice students today, they're like, I just discovered this new band, Depeche Mode.
Ah, Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. Nice. And I'm like, Perfect. Oh, you're so cute and small.
Marilyn Manson did do an outrageously good version of... Sweet Dreams. I like it.
Yeah, that is good. That is a good cover. And also his song on Clone High, about the food pyramid. Now outdated, though. It was very entertaining.
Clone High, one of the best TV shows of all time. Good. One of the best cartoons ever.
Yeah.
In Spider-Man 2, apparently there is a Easter egg, or I'm sorry, in the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which I saw, which is amazing.
Right.
They make a reference that there's a season 2 of Clone High. And if you don't know, if you've never seen Clone High, so it's basically about 1980s, they secret government employees take all these people throughout history and clone them, and they're all growing up, and they're all in high school together.
Right.
So there's Abe Lincoln, there's Cleopatra. Cleopatra, coming at you. And there's Gandhi.
Right.
I don't know if you know this, but the reason, one of the reasons that it got canceled is because all these people in India went on a fucking hunger strike because of the way Gandhi was depicted in the TV show.
No, I had Holy no shit. Idea.
Thousands of people.
Wow.
Went on a hunger strike because of the way he was depicted. Huh. So they had to get rid of him off the show, so they just canceled the show.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking insane?
Yeah, I had no idea. That is an entertaining show, though.
Yeah,
so it is. So I'm sorry that it's not to be enjoyed.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah,
apparently.
It was so good. It was just so fucking funny. Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore on there as herself.
Yeah, I remember.
All right, let's go ahead and get into our final questions. It is that time. I will go first, I guess, because... I guess it's my turn, right?
Because you're you. Yeah.
So I was going to ask you guys, one of my favorite questions this week was actually, by the way, announcement, new rule announcement. At all further no-nonsense trivia challenges, the losing team every night will get to choose the category for the no-nonsense question, the last question of the evening for the following week. So that was employed this week, and I was tasked with writing a question about the Nintendo 64 by losing team Bohica and number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. But I'm not going to ask you guys because I'm pretty sure you're not going to get it. Neither of you have a lot of experience with the Nintendo 64. The question was, other than Super Mario 64, what game launched with the Nintendo 64? This is a flight simulator. Any guesses?
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? You feel like you have an inkling?
I do. I feel like my brothers were, like, really into it, even though we didn't have one.
Well, I'll give it to you, because just for the sake of time, Pilot Wings 64 is the answer. Nope. But here instead is my custom crafted question for you guys. It is a Beatles trivia question. You may find it interesting. Kyle, we didn't know if we were going to have you on, if you were going to make it home in time from your gig before you started. So I know you're not a fan of the Beatles. Mark, I know you're a huge fan of the Beatles.
I am.
But interesting background and information. Maybe you know this. Maybe you don't.
We'll see.
Okay. So, Mark, earlier I saw that you had another top comment on an Onion article about the best 3 songs on any album. Right? Did you get a lot of internet points for that?
I did. What 3 songs did you points. Have? I put Golden Slumbers into Carry That Weight. Mm-hmm. Into the End.
Off of Abbey Road. Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but Abbey Road was the second title. The album had an original title that was based on another location inspired by the brand of cigarettes that engineer Jeff Emmerich smoked. What location was Abbey Road almost named after instead of Abbey Road?
Man.
Changed at the last second?
I don't know this.
No.
So, okay, it's named after a place that's also the name of a cigarette.
Brand of cigarettes that engineer Jeff Emmerich smoked while working on the album.
Capri.
They were even tasked with going to this location to shoot the album cover. And Paul said, why don't we just go down to Abbey Road and take a picture in a crosswalk, save ourselves a bunch of time. And we said, yeah, let's do that. We'll call it Abbey Road. Or whatever the... Is that the name of the crosswalk?
Mm-hmm.
That's Abbey... I didn't know if it was the studio.
No, that's the name of the road.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I went there.
Mm-hmm. I saw.
It was
awesome. With Mikey J.
Yeah. Brands of cigarettes. Pall Mall. For some reason, it's sticking out to me.
Virginia Slim.
Well, it's got to be an area or a thing. And for some reason, I think on Pall Mall cigarettes, there's Parliament. Like a picture of like a... Fuck. God damn. It's very British.
Yeah.
What do you think about this question, Mark?
It's a very good question.
Thank you. I know we got some Beatles fans listening, too. So we like digging in.
Can you read the question one more time?
Sure.
Oh, I got some chest wheezing. Oh, this illness.
I hope you feel better, man.
Thank you.
Before it was titled Abbey Road, the album was to be named after what location?
Location.
Inspired by a brand of cigarettes that engineer Jeff Emmerich smoked.
Parliament sounds like a good... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking Pall Mall because what I was getting at was I think there's like a building on the front of it.
Oh.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's an actual building called Pall Mall or what. But Parliament's totally a fucking building. And they reference Parliament in another song. No, maybe they don't. I mean, I'm fine with going with Parliament.
It's up to you. You know more about this shit than I do.
Yeah, but I don't know this. I mean, I know about their songs and shit, but... you just can't stop hitting that fucking mic stand. You're squirrely over there.
I am.
We'll go with Parliament.
It is not Parliament. The correct answer is Everest. Everest. Oh. It was almost... Can you imagine that album being called Everest?
And what having it let me tell being you shot why on Mount I hate Everest? That.
Dark timeline.
Let me tell you why I hate that. Because Abbey Road, though it wasn't released last, was their last recorded album.
Right.
And I don't know. There's something very cocky about calling it Everest. Mm. Like, this is our pin. You know, this is our apex.
Yeah.
I like Abbey Road. It
was inspired by the cigarettes, so it was kind of. I think it was kind of a working title.
But I mean, like, you just have to think outside of that.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to name it after a location and go in, like, if they were gonna get pictures taken there or whatever. Mm-hmm. The thing that I love about those three songs together is that those three songs wrap up the Beatles' story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I like that. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to Profiles in Eccentricity, and they were talking about the John Lennon-Paul McCartney feud.
Not the jerk-off game, like
jerking off in the dark.
In our episode of Beatles and Biscuits, if you're interested in hearing our conversation on that.
Indeed. Oh, geez. or you cannot, if you don't want to, which or I don't you blame can. You.
Very entertaining.
They were talking about how there was a song that Paul McCartney did where it was believed that he was kind of like shitting on John Lennon a little bit. So John Lennon, with the help actually of George Harrison, recorded a song called How Do You Sleep that just fucking trashes him. Like the lyrics
beef
are
track.
All...
Diss tracks.
It was a straight up beef track, yeah. Absolutely. Hmm. Very, very
good. Eat your heart out, Kanye.
It's worth listening to.
Profiles in Eccentricity.
Mm. Yeah, the podcast is great, and so is the song. So.
Cool. Well, you got a final question for us, Mark?
Oh shit!
That's right.
Yes.
Man. No, take your time. I want a good one.
I don't know if I asked. I don't know if either of you heard this question. So if so, just let me know.
Okay.
What famous song did Gene Chandler have in 1962? You did hear this.
The Duke of Earl.
Yeah,
Earl. My name is Earl. Earl, starring Jason Lee.
Okay, then let me get you another question.
Give me a fresh one, Daddy.
Here you go, baby boy. George H.W. Bush passed away on what date?
We heard this one, too.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I want to say it was December, or wait, not December.
It's December 1st.
It was before. It was a couple days before. It was like November 30th, I think.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Right? November 30th, right?
Okay, fine. I'm going back. I'm going back into the repository then.
I said a fresh one, Daddy.
I know.
I just cringe.
Chew it up and spit it in my mouth.
Oh.
Name the six main characters on Saved by the Bell, first and last names.
Okay. Zach Morris, Kelly something.
Kelly Kapowski. How could you forget?
Screech.
I need Screech's first and last name.
I don't know his
Dustin Diamond. That's the actor.
You asshole.
Screech is Samuel Powers. Is that right? I mean, can we move on from Screech?
You can keep going.
AC Slater, Lisa Turtle, and Jesse.
I don't know.
Jesse.
My knowledge of Saved by the Bell is literally just Zach Morris's trash.
Jesse.
What does the E stand for? I'm just kidding.
What is Jesse's last name?
I don't know. I've never watched it.
The principal's name was Mr. Belding. Does that count?
That's correct. No.
Principal Belding.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse. We got the other five, right?
Yes.
And this is the one. This is the one. Downfall.
This is people screaming at their fucking radio right now.
Yes. Yes.
I've never seen this show. I've seen that little segments, those segments
Jesse?
Called...
Should I start a clock? Are we at the period here where I should start a clock?
Jesse Eisenberg, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me right now. Jesse... Jesse, AC Slater, Jesse, Lisa Turtle, Jesse, Samuel Powers, Jesse.
You guys have
Kelly
1 minute.
Kelly Kapowski, Jesse. Jesse.
Jesse Kaysen.
Zach
she
Morris.
Was in it.
Jesse.
You're fucking his shit up.
Jesse. 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 Jesse!
43 seconds.
I mean, is it in there?
A minute is a lot of time.
Is it rattling around in there, Lee? I don't know.
You know that scene in Predator when the guy is standing on the bridge and he doesn't know where the Predator is and he's just staring into the jungle and he digs his knife into his chest and draws a diagonal line as like one of us is dying. That's how I feel about this question right now. And just like
seconds.
Him, I'm about to get fucking smoked. By the predator that is this trivia question,
I can't remember Jesse's last name. 5, 4, 3.
Jesse Andrews.
2, 1.
What is it?
Jesse Spano.
Spano.
Lee is in so much. Just real pain. This is real pain, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesse Spano.
Samuel Powers. I'm glad you pulled that out. That was impressive.
How can I remember Samuel Powers and not Jesse Spano?
Jesse Spano.
It was rattling around
She's
in there.
She's so excited. She's so excited. She's so
scared.
Oh, boy. What a great way to round up this episode, huh?
Good morning, Miss Bliss, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the name of the show you asked about last week. We're on Saved by the Bell kick here.
Just so happens that I just happened to randomly pull out a Saved by the Bell.
That question was like a delicious hot sauce to me. It was painful, but so exhilarating. So exhilarating to hear the answer. Kyle, sorry I disappointed you on that one.
I mean, you really let me down, Lee.
I know.
You were no help there.
I wasn't.
You were like Zach Morris.
She listened to the first three. Didn't you do the first three?
No, first two.
No,
you
did Zach Kelly. Morris
no,
and
no.
Kelly.
And Kelly something.
Oh, Kelly something.
Then you took over.
Right,
Kapowski. She said Screech. You said Samuel Powers. Lisa Turtle. You said AC Slater. And then you said Jesse! As he screams out into the ether.
Oh my gosh, what a great question.
And what a great episode.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being on, Kylie.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is fun.
And if you like listening to people talk about motherhood, especially motherhood from not perfect moms trying to do the perfect mom thing and real what it's really like being a real mom. Out on the streets.
You know. It's a hard
She's not
on
the streets.
She's not. No mothers are actually homeless in this podcast. You should listen to Be Your Own MILF.
Even if you're not a mom. No. Nope. It's
only moms. Yeah. have to put in the birth date of your baby. Please enter your baby.
They do accept Cabbage Patch gift certificates though.
Oh god. Perfect. We're on Instagram, Be Your Own MILF, all spelled out. We're on Facebook, Be Your Own MILF, you know, go like that page.
Oh, the same username.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And be sure to look out for that first episode next week on Thursday.
Cool.
Beautiful.
All right. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Lee Brushnina. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers. That one's starting at 7. And each and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7:30. Mark, why don't you tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday evenings?
You can find me at Nice Guys Pints and Pies, located in beautiful downtown historic Cape Coral, Florida, right across from Number 3, where you do trivia on Thursday nights.
It's a great place to be downtown Cape Coral these days.
It is fantastic.
And I think I read in the paper there's going to be some free public Wi-Fi over there too soon. They're getting that set up over in downtown Cape Coral in that area, so check that out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to check out Kylian's podcast, the Be Your Own MILF podcast. Hope you had fun here on the No-No. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. You can also write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. with your Rate My Questions, with your missed corrections. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Triv. Also, don't forget, please leave us a rating on iTunes.
Guys, Apple Podcasts. Want stars.
Yes, yeah, still, despite weeks of begging now, no new reviews on Apple Podcasts. They're just not listening. They just, it's this little game they like to play with us. Like, they love to listen to the podcast and not leave a review.
Here's a question. Write in and tell me why you hate me.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you hate us so much if you're not going to do it?
But please rate us.
I will not do that.
5 stars. No. I think that's asking you've for rated a 1 star five rating. You've
rated 5 stars, so you're good.
5 cars. 5 Rick OK6.
Like, name all 5 members of the fucking cars. I can't do that shit.
No, oh, thanks. God. All right, everybody. Have a good week. And until next time.
Have a good new year.
Have a good new year to you, all Mark, right. And to your listeners at
I'll
home.
See you guys next year. Woo!